When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks bounced back this morning after last week's broad sell-offs. At midday, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 600 points, or about 2%. The S&P 500 was up about 2.75%, and the NASDAQ was up more than 3%. Home prices hit a new record last month. The median existing home price was up nearly 15%, shooting above $407,000 for the first time. But rising mortgage rates are already starting to impact the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell 3.4% in May, the fourth straight month of declines. And the Supreme Court has ruled that religious schools can't be excluded from a program in the state of Maine that pays private school tuition for students in areas that lack public schools. The case could have implications for much larger school systems, including whether charter schools, which are publicly funded, can include religious instruction. In another ruling, the court declined to hear arguments by German conglomerate Bayer that would seek to end thousands of lawsuits alleging the company's weed killer Roundup causes cancer. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.